Hello. Come on in, everybody. Open the gates. Let me know if you can hear me. Ooh, I just love doing calls, y'all. I just get a little nervous and a little, okay. See the thumbs up. I just get a little nervous and excited. I call that being alive. I'm alive today. How's everybody doing? Thank you, Miss Judith. I think I look hot too. Y'all like my little smooth ponytail look today going on? Yeah, and I got some bold earrings. I'm rocking it here on a Saturday morning. I won't show y'all, well, I can't, but I mean, I won't show y'all my below the waist. I'm a little bit more comfy below the waist. I got my, I'll just show y'all. I got my just kind of comfy camo pants and my flip-flops on below the waist, but it's fun to do calls and kind of have your secret below the below the waist. All right, who is excited about the Mastering Maintenance course? Who is excited about the new maintenance planner? I have been rocking it all month. Here we go. I'm business up top, party on the bottom. Yes. All right. And so speaking of Coach Judith, the amazing Coach Judith will be in the chat with y'all today. She is going to be in all caps. She's not yelling at you. She's just being visible. And so feel free to chat in the chat. But if you have real specific questions about maintenance, about choosing a maintenance range, about what we're talking about today, put them in the Q&A, and then I will answer them as we go along. So speaking of, let's just get started. I get so excited on these. I even forget to introduce myself. And I've been around so long, I just assume everybody knows me. And that's not true because people are joining all the time. So I am Coach Betsy. I have the honor of being, other than Corinne and Chris, the first, full-time No BS employee. I just had my 4-year anniversary working for No BS. I can't believe it. Working for No BS a couple months ago. So I have been here for a long time. I actually recently just found, I was tootling around on Facebook and I found a Facebook group from the old PNP days from about 2016 where we were doing private coaching with Corinne and Coach Jane. And it was just like a blast from the past. It was so fun to kind of go back because we were posting plans in Facebook and doing all this kind of stuff. But I've actually been around since about 2006, 2007, believe it or not. I found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board and the rest is history. So, and I have actually been in maintenance with my weight range of 145 to 155 for about, gosh, I'm going to say 6 years. I don't know the exact date, but here's what happened actually. And I'll tell y'all my story real quick, but let me change my name just so y'all know. Oh, not changing my picture. I'm going to keep her picture up there, but I'm going to rename my name. Betsy Kimbrell. Okay. When I initially lost my weight back in 2015, 2016, yes, I'm Betsy on the camera and Coach Judith is in the chat. I lost my weight really living a very different lifestyle than I live now. And I think that's important to talk about because we're talking about maintenance, we're talking about choosing a weight range. And I think it's important to know that sometimes that takes time for us to figure out, because what we're really talking about here is figuring out a maintenance lifestyle that you can maintain, hence the name maintenance, that you can maintain for the rest of your life. Well, I will tell you all, in 2016, I weighed about 125 to 130 pounds, and I was eating very little sugar and flour. So let me just kind of fast forward 6 years to today. In the last 6 years, I determined that that lifestyle and that way of eating and that weight was not maintainable for me. But that's me, right? Everybody is different. But so what my life looks like today is that I weigh between 145 and 155. So I actually gained weight after I lost all of it. I'm 5'6", Linda. And I eat everything and I just follow doable hunger. So I have sandwiches, I have cereal, I have ice cream, I have desserts, I have all the things. I have wine, having wine tonight. We're going to the steakhouse tonight. So yeah. So that is what I figured out was best for me over time. Y'all, this stuff takes time. You can choose a weight range, but then you got to like live it to figure out if it's the best for you. Okay. So I had to just kind of get that out, and y'all can ask me any questions about that. So, but we're going to be talking more and more about that on this call. So yes, I am Coach Betsy. I mainly, what I do around here is work with our private coaching program. I have 30 amazing clients that I work with on a weekly basis, and I help them lose weight, get into maintenance, and choose the lifestyle that works best for them too. So I'm also super excited because I'm getting to work with our advanced certification program for coaches starting next week. And so I'm getting to work and train other weight loss coaches in the way that we do things around here, which is pretty amazing. And so I'm just super excited about that as well. So Coach Judith has been putting the Mastering Maintenance course, and I am going to share my screen here in a minute, and I will show you what that looks like and all of that kind of stuff. So first off, I just want to let you all know the objective of this call, because I like to kind of begin with the end in mind. You know, isn't that one of the seven habits? Begin with the end in mind. I want y'all to walk away from this call today understanding the importance of setting a weight range and maintenance. Understanding the importance of setting a weight range, not just setting a weight range, but understanding how it's important, and the value of creating an intentional relationship with all the numbers within their chosen weight range. That means the lowest number, the highest number, and all the numbers in between. So we're going to be talking about that too as we go on. So let me share my screen really fast and show you all where all this stuff is, because we like to always remind you. Let's see. I am going to share my screen here. Y'all are going to get to see all my millions of tabs that are open. And then I'm going to go to, do y'all see my screen here? Oh, let me pull up the chat. Do, 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 do. Okay. All right. Do y'all see the website here? Yes. Yes, you see. Okay. Thank you, Linda. Yes. Okay. There we go. I see it. Like y'all, I have my laptop and I have two monitors up on my screen. So I am just like looking like the thumbs up are kind of going over here, and then the chat's over here. So it's a lot to look at. So, all right. So what we've got here, let me kind of maximize this. Is we've got our website, and let's go to, I was like, ooh, maintenance. Well, this is where we have our maintenance group homepage. I actually didn't know this, y'all. We actually have a special little section for the maintenance stuff on our website. So this is where you can find the maintenance group homepage. Let's just click on that. So here are all the, like this call replay will be up on this page. So this is our homepage for the maintenance group for you all that are in maintenance. And so there's a few little web pages here. I want to kind of get the difference, show you all the difference here. So this is our maintenance web page. And this is, you get access to this after you have registered for our maintenance group. And here's the reason that we have you register. It's kind of like Queen's Club or the Century Club. We want to track how many of our members are in maintenance. So we want y'all to sign up and fill out this form up here. I mean, it's y'all, it's your name, your first name, your last name, and your email. That's all it is. But we want to track you all and be able to count you all, right? And so that's why we have this. And so we want to be able to track how many we have in maintenance, just like we track how many we have in Queen's Club and Century Club and all of that. And so then after you sign up, you get access to this special maintenance page that has all the replays. Again, it's very similar to Queen's Club. Okay. If y'all are in Queen's Club, you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. So the maintenance resources page, but Judith, I do believe if they just click on that link right there, I don't think they're going to get access to it because they actually haven't signed up yet. So y'all need to go to this page. It is under Queen's Club, Century Award, and Maintenance. So all those are kind of all grouped together now. Okay. But then we also, let's say you aren't quite in maintenance yet, so you're not ready to sign up to be in maintenance, you still have access to, okay, breathe, Betsy, self-study resources and to our mastering maintenance course. You don't have to have signed up to, you know, to get access to the actual course. And so, and it actually has its own little button here, mastering maintenance course. And so this is where all the videos are, all the course materials and all of that. Okay. So, okay. So yeah, Judith's posting all the different links. So we have the mastering maintenance course. And then as part of this amazing program, of course, I mentioned the planner. It's a special planner. It's a different planner just for those of us in maintenance. And I'm actually kind of proud of myself because I have been really basically adjusting the current NoBS planner to be in maintenance. I've kind of created my own maintenance planner, you know, since I've been in maintenance, and I've just adjusted the questions a little bit. Like instead of weight loss, I would just cross it out and put maintenance. And so now I'm like, ooh, okay, I was already doing this. And now I have my very own maintenance planner and I don't have to even do that anymore. But I just kind of love that I figured it out and how to make it work for me with the other planner. So we have the maintenance planner. We got the program guide, and we're going to be doing a worksheet from there here in a minute. And all of the course videos, the worksheet calls, the replay will be on this page as well. And video transcripts and all of that. So, but the other thing I want to tell you about is the Facebook page. So I think you got to sign up to be in maintenance, to be in the Facebook page. So here it is, the Mastering Maintenance group. So once you sign up that you are in maintenance, you'll get an email with access to that group as well. And I posted a little reminder about the call today, but this has been an amazing community. Coach Christy is in this group on a daily basis and is in there, but I also made a post a few days ago asking y'all about your maintenance range and all your thoughts in your maintenance range, and I'm going to be talking about that in a minute, but it's just an amazing community where you can get all kinds of support on you know, being in maintenance, figuring out your range and all of that, okay? All right, I've got a quick question here. Let me make sure everything is clear. Okay, Tammy, I'm going to answer that in just a little while. Okay, but it looks like, yeah, the maintenance planner is not available to order just because it takes a lot to get them printed and all of that. And so you can print it off, but you can definitely work with Kinko's or Office Max or Office Depot to get it printed and bound if that's what you want to do. I'm a digital diva, so I get it on my iPad. But you can also print it out, and it's monthly. It's a little bit different than the regular planner because it's just for 1 month. And so you'll print it out or download it each month. Okay. All right. So let's get into some talk about choosing your maintenance range. So, and I want y'all to let me know in the chat because I love to interact with y'all in the chat. What do you think you have to kind of consider? Well, let me just ask you this. why do you think we have a maintenance range? Why we recommend that you choose a maintenance range instead of just one number? I want to see in the chat what y'all have to say. Why? Thank you, Miss Rhonda. Fluctuations. Our bodies fluctuate. Daily fluctuations. A range is more realistic. Hey, Katie. So there are kind of two fluctuations that I wanted to talk about. When I was working on this call, I was like, ooh, this is good. Because we know that we have bodily fluctuations, right? Give me some ideas of what are the fluctuations? Someone said menopause, so hormones is definitely one, right? What are some other bodily, like physical fluctuations? Poop, how much water you've had, how much exercise you've done, right? Because when we're lifting weights and things like that, our body wants to hold on to water, water retention. And so now y'all are kind of sleep is another thing. Oh my gosh, y'all, I got like 10 hours of sleep last night. Oh, it was amazing. So we've got physical fluctuations, but then I was like, okay, there's another kind of fluctuation. There's lifestyle fluctuations. So give me some lifestyle fluctuations y'all already have, right? That don't have anything to do with the body and the physical stuff. But your lifestyle fluctuations, travel, stress, overwork, date nights. It's kind of like time of year, right? I mean, Corinne always talks about how she weighs a little bit more in the summer because they're going to Vegas all the time and drinking and stuff like that. Holidays, lifestyle fluctuations, social activities. It's really just how does your lifestyle maybe look different at different times of the year? And so a weight range can help you because you're just living a different lifestyle depending on what time of year it is, or just birthday month. For some of you all during the summer, you're home during the summer with kids. Maybe you're a teacher or something like that. That is where a weight range can be amazing for you. Because you're just maybe living a different lifestyle during the summer. Availability to fresh produce. Yes, maybe you're eating differently because you just don't have as much access and you love fresh produce and you don't want to eat the other stuff. Y'all, there's no wrong way to do anything around here. Okay. So you want to think about bodily fluctuations, but you also want to think about lifestyle fluctuations. And how maybe you just choose to drink a little bit more, eat a little bit more, eat a little bit differently at different times. And how can your weight range be a partner in that? Not a punishment, not a shouldn't be doing this. I'm at the higher end of my weight range right now because I'm traveling more right now and I'm going out and doing things. My lifestyle looks different than maybe in the dead of winter. I don't know. So it's just really looking at that, okay? But you want to have a positive relationship at every single number on that range. Because you want to tell yourself, like, okay, I'm at this weight right now, and I love it because I'm living this certain lifestyle. So yes, Liz, I caught that in lesson 4 of Mastering Maintenance, deciding that you're not better when you're at the bottom or worse when you're at the top. And that's what this worksheet is about that we're going to be doing here in a minute. All right. So let me show you all this really fun thing that I put together for you. Let me share the screen again. Pull up my chat. Okay. Can you all see where it says no BS member weight ranges? So I did a little post okay. Linda, you're awesome. Thank you for being my little assistant today. I did a little post in the Mastering Maintenance group and I asked the members in there, what is your maintenance range and why have you chosen it? And I just mined that post for gold yesterday and this morning so that I could really pull apart what was going on. Y'all, look at this list. I want to tell you all that there was not one repeat of a weight range in that entire post. And I had something like 15, 16 responses at least. Not everybody put their exact, not everybody put their weight range, but these were the ones that I pulled out. And then I also included mine, which is 145 to 155, but there was not one repeat. What does that tell you? That tells you that there is no right weight range. There's no document somewhere that says this is what your weight range should be for your height. You know, we got the BMI, we got all that kind of stuff that can give us an idea if we want to use it. We can talk to our doctor, we can gather some information, but then it's up to us to decide what is best for us based on the bodily fluctuations and the lifestyle fluctuations. So these are people of all heights and weights. And they have chosen these weight ranges. So what if there was just no wrong weight range? It was just whatever works for your body. And we're going to talk about the thoughts here in a minute. So, Michelle, the BMI, if you Google it, I'm not going to get too much into the BMI, but Corinne has talked about it in the past. It was created by some dude that... maybe wasn't super, qualified or accurate. And so, yes, your doctor has an opinion about it. The BMI scale can be a guide if you want it to be. But here's what I know that my body and my brain, I trust them more than any doctor or piece of paper. I'll always trust them more than any of that. So you just make the best. I mean, this is an amazing opportunity to build trust with yourself, y'all. When you have to decide what is best for you, and there's nothing outside of you that's telling you like, oh, yeah, that's right. Okay? Because there's no wrong weight range. And we see the numbers here that they can be anything for any reason. Okay? So, all right. So let me scroll down here because this is really what I want to get into. And by the way, if any of you all are interested in getting coached on this, after we do the worksheet, we're going to do some coaching, and I want to do coaching specifically on choosing a weight range. Okay. So if any of y'all are interested in that, you can raise your hand and I will bring you up after we work on the worksheet. So, do I need to make it larger? Okay, let me see. Oh, no, that's not the right. Oh, okay. No, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Let me see if I can make the... that made it smaller. Give me a minute, y'all. I never know what these things... that looks better. There we go. That's perfect because that's all the text. Is that good? All right. Much better. Much bigger. All right. So let's talk about kind of how to choose a weight range when we know about the fluctuations, we know about our lifestyle, and now we want to get our thoughts in check because that's what this is all about, y'all. We can choose a number till the day is done, but if we don't have our thoughts in check about it, then we're going to just be hemming and hawing and questioning and wondering and all of this kind of stuff. So here's what we got. I want to do a think, feel, do cycle on this. The fact is we all have a weight range, right? We all have a weight range and we're just picking something. And yeah, the list, right? It's just decide on something to try. You know how I was talking about earlier that I got down to 125 to 130? Corinne coached me because y'all, that just was a struggle for me to maintain. And also, I look kind of thin, like my skin was kind of hanging off of me. I was feeling restricted because I wasn't able to eat as much, you know, as eat like I wanted to. But y'all, I had to just try it and see. So what I want you all to do who are going back and forth, and there were several people in that Facebook post that were kind of going back and forth and not really sure, stick with it and say, okay, for the next 3 months, this is what I'm going to see if this weight range works for me. I'm going to get my thoughts in check about it. And then we're going to be the scientist and we're going to just see how it goes. And we're going to collect data and be the scientist. So we choose a weight range. And then your thoughts. This weight range is for me because. And I gave y'all some thoughts that I pulled from that Facebook post. I can eat the way I like. I love it. I love my life at this weight. I have lots of energy, like what I see in the mirror. I'm a master at maintenance. My body likes where it's at. Something that I write about a lot in my journaling and in the maintenance planner and what I did before with in the old planner was I just talked about how I said, I love it here. I said, my weight range is important to me. Maintaining my weight range is important to me. I love it here. And I gave myself at least three reasons every day. And my reasons are things like all my clothes in my closet fit. And here's the other thing, y'all. There are no vain reasons. There are no wrong reasons. Y'all know Corinne always talks about wanting to be sexy. There are no wrong reasons for wanting to maintain your weight range. Only reasons that you love. So everything in my closet fits. Because for years, I had like four or five different sizes. You know, I had fat clothes and skinny clothes and all that. I love that everything in my closet fits. I love that I chafe and sweat less, especially because it's 100 fucking degrees outside here in Arkansas right now. I love that I can get up and down off the floor with my nieces. Y'all know I keep my nieces every week and we play and... Y'all, my oldest niece is teaching me how to do cartwheel. Maybe this time I'm going to learn how to do a dang cartwheel. And I just love, love, love that I have the body that can do that. Another thing is travel is easy. A lot of y'all know I spent 10 days in Europe about a month ago. I was running in airports. I was walking down cobblestone streets. I was getting up at early, I was dealing with time changes and my body adjusted and adapted. And I love that. And a lot of that is because I am where I am with my body and my weight range. So I just have a million reasons and you want to have a million reasons, as many reasons as you can, that you love your weight range. And then you just go out there and you give it a go. Okay. So what I want y'all to do, so this is the thought, this weight range is for me because, and come up with your reasons. Do some journaling on this. And then I offered you all some feelings, and this is from the lesson in Mastering Maintenance, safe, confident, and comfortable. Those are just some suggestions for feelings, but how do you want to feel about your weight range? Okay, free. I don't know, just kind of brainstorm on that. Okay. And then the do line is I practice maintaining my chosen weight range. And for you all who are experimenting and figuring out what it is, I've been doing this long enough. I know 145 and 155 is my thing. Now, as my life goes on and my lifestyle changes and I get older, it might change. I'm totally open to it changing. I'm not going to make it mean anything if it changes. I mean, getting older, hormones change, all that kind of stuff. Okay. But right now, and we're always just practicing maintaining our chosen weight range. And then at that 3 month mark, you can reassess. And that kind of calms your brain down. I love to work with my clients on making decisions and then choosing a reassessment date. Because otherwise your brain's like, are you sure this is what we want to do? Are you sure? What about this? What about that? Are you sure? And you can just like, no brain, like, I hear you. Thank you for offering up some suggestions, but we'll reassess in three, you know, we'll reassess on this date and then we'll talk about it. And that just really seems to be helpful. So, and I'll of course post all this stuff for y'all in the replay so that you all can have these amazing ideas, but also, and I'll also post the link to that thread in Facebook. And then you can look at that too, and you all can post underneath. So, okay. So let's talk about the worksheet. Diane, we are about to start working on the worksheet, and let me look at it right here and I'll let you know what it is. So let's start working on this worksheet. And what this worksheet is it is page 10 to 11 in your workbook. Yes, Judith, you're amazing. You are on it. So it's 10 to 11 in the workbook. It's called Practicing the Four Ends New Belief Process Within Your Goal Range. And so we just did our Think, Feel, Do cycle. And y'all know we've got the Think, Feel, Do cycle where we get our thoughts, feelings, and actions in line. And then the Four Ends process is really focused on the thoughts, right? And this worksheet, the purpose of it is to really work on your thoughts around being at the higher part of your range and at the lower part of your range. Because what we know is that our brain is just going to stir up some drama, and it doesn't think that it's okay to just be in a range and kind of go up and down. So it's important for us to remind our brains of our body's fluctuations and our lifestyle fluctuations. And so that's the purpose of this Four Ends New Belief process and this worksheet. So page 10 to 11, Coach Judith has put the direct link to the worksheet. And so we're just going to take about 10 minutes to work on this worksheet. And then, like I said, if anybody wants to get coached on your thoughts around your weight range, and it might be just your thoughts around being at the top versus being at the bottom, just after you do this worksheet, then we will talk about it. Okay. And you can raise your hands. So I'm always just kind of, yes, thank you, Judith. That's the direct link in the chat to the worksheet. So yes, we are working on the worksheet page 10 to 11 in the workbook, and I'll give you about 10 minutes. Okay. And then also feel free to put any questions for me in the Q&A and we'll get those answered. Okay, y'all, we will, I'm going to give y'all just about two more minutes to wrap up your worksheet. And if you don't finish, you can always do it later. And I'm going to answer a few questions. And remember, if you want to get coached and come on with me, just raise your hand. All righty, let's talk about your answers on this worksheet. I'm going to share my screen again and show y'all my answers. I know y'all love to see our worksheets and see how we fill things out and just remind you that we're normal people with normal thoughts too. And so let's look at this. This question or these four ends. And if y'all need more information about the four ends, Judith, can you find that link real quick about the four ends? That is kind of one of the newer concepts we've got here at NOBS, and they are notice, normalize, neutralize, and next best thought or action. And so it's really how to just work on looking at our thoughts. And so here's me. My chosen weight range is between 145 and 155. When I'm at the top end of my goal range, I notice thoughts like, I'm letting things slip. I'm going to regain all my weight. Here I go. I love to just kind of put the dramatic tones and, you know, into it. I knew I couldn't do this long term, right? Just all the shitty, old shitty, crappy thoughts. My brain has them too, y'all. And I'm 6 years into this. So I just want to notice those. I want to notice them, and then I want to normalize them. This is normal because I'm still learning how to maintain eating what I love. So I'm still learning to maintain my weight, eating what I love. And that's a goal that I put down in my planner every single day. And I actually have, I've abbreviated it to like MWREFIL. Maintain weight range, eating foods I love. And what that means for me is eating the sugar and flour that I had restricted myself from in the past. I write that is goal number one every single day, because it's a goal that I still practice every single day. And this is the same thing. These thoughts are normal because my brain still is not quite sure that we can actually really do this. And I am fine with that. Even though I'm 6 years into maintenance, because it's worth it to me for all my whys. It's worth it to me for me to hear that thought sometimes, because all my clothes in my closet fit, because I feel amazing in my body, because I'm a badass, strong weightlifter, and I'm stronger than my husband sometimes, all that kind of stuff. It's worth it to me. It's okay. And that's what this process does. Okay, let's neutralize. So what's a neutral sentence or phrase you can say to yourself when negative or fearful thinking comes up? I have maintained this weight range for a long time. I like to remind myself that's a fact. I can go back and look at data if I want to, and go back and look at my Happy Scale app. And I can tell myself, we've maintained all through COVID. I maintained this weight loss, I maintained and kept this weight range. And then before that, I can calm my brain down with some facts. pull up the chat real quick. And then the last question, what's the next best thought to keep you focused on your maintenance mindset and habits? I know how to maintain my weight. Just keep planning what you love and eating to enough. Just keep doing what you've been doing. Okay. And then now let's look at my thoughts about the low or middle end of my goal range. So when I get down to more like 148, 150, oh, this is better. I can let up a little. I can breathe. Of course, I have those thoughts. And I work on normalizing them. I weigh myself once a week, Deb, every Monday. It's normal. I've always thought lower was better. But I'm looking at that now and thinking, is lower better? Because right now I weighed in Monday at 154. And, you know, my weight range is 145 to 155. I want 154 to be just as neutral of a number as 146. And I'm working on it. But I also know that I'm going to have these thoughts about lower is better, but that doesn't mean they're true, y'all. Doesn't mean they're true. Don't believe everything you think. So now let's neutralize. What's a neutral sentence or phrase you can say to yourself that will help you feel comfortable at all parts of your weight range? I weigh this number today. My weight range is this. It's a number. It's data. All the facts. That calms my brain down and keeps me from freaking out and thinking I'm going to gain all my weight back. But it's okay that I have those thoughts sometimes. That's the whole purpose of the four N's, is for us to get okay with having these thoughts. But that doesn't mean we got to act on them. Doesn't mean we got to believe them. So the next best thought, I have a weight range for a reason. And I remind myself of my reasons. My body has natural fluctuations. Let's focus. Sometimes, you know, we just got to get away from that number for a little while. Let's focus on these habits that we love. And let's focus on how our body feels. Let's get away from that number and focus on how we feel. All right. So those are my answers. And you can borrow them. You're not stealing them because I get to keep them too, but you can borrow any of them. Okay. All right. We got a bunch of questions in here, so I want to answer them. So I'm going to stop sharing, but again, this will all be up on the replay page. Okay. So let's get to some questions. I know that there was a question in here while we were working on the worksheet. That was a good one. Is there a suggested number of pounds for the range? You know, I suggest starting with a 10-pound range. You can always do it smaller. You know, there was that list of just, and some of them just did under whatever, but I suggest just starting with a 10-pound range. And again, you are being the scientist and you are experimenting and seeing if this range works for your lifestyle. And the only way to do that is to just make a decision. And like I said, I suggest for 3 months, you just make a decision. You say, okay, let's live our lifestyle and see if this works for us. That's the only way to find out, y'all. No one is going to tell you that it's right other than you living your life and seeing how it goes. Okay? So that's you being the scientist. All right. So here's my other questions. Can you suggest some new thoughts on getting bored with planning now that I've been in maintenance for 6 months? I plan daily, but I'm finding it harder to get excited about it. How about you don't have to get excited about it? Y'all, here's my routine. I love to talk about it just because y'all like to hear what we do. My alarm goes off at 4:45. I get up, I go to the gym, and then I reward myself every day. Y'all, I don't want to get up and go to the gym at 4:45. My warm, cozy bed is where I want to stay. But here's the thing. I love these muscles, y'all. I love them. I love feeling strong. I love being strong. I love keeping commitments to myself. I love keeping promises to myself a little bit more then I love staying in bed. And so I get my ass up out of bed when I don't want to. And I go to the gym and then I reward myself and I go through Starbucks and I get my venti pike with heavy cream almost every morning. Went and got it this morning after my workout. And then I drive and I park in the parking lot at Starbucks and I sit there for about an hour. And that's when I do all my planning, all my journaling, all my reading, all my, you know, meditating, whatever I want to do. I sit there in that parking lot. I don't go home because y'all know what's at home, what's here, TV, my husband. Some of y'all got kids at home, right? It just doesn't work for me to come home because I'm just like, oh, I'll just turn on the news for a minute. Next thing you know, no planning. So I constrain myself to my car. I love sitting in my car anyway. And like I work from home and so I don't get to drive all that much anyway. And so I love sitting in my car. Seat's comfy. I sit there and get all my stuff done. I also Marco Polo sometimes. Judith got a Marco Polo for me this morning. Yes. So, okay. Y'all, I'm long-winded sometimes and I want to get all these questions answered. So, but I'm still not jumping up and down in my car to do my plan. And I don't expect to, y'all. That's the thing. Let's just not expect to be super excited about planning. Let's expect to be bored doing it sometimes. And that just be okay. Because we know we like it. We know it results in things that we really want. So being bored with planning is not a problem, Tammy. Okay? It's just not a problem. Just do it. We do stuff when we're bored and we don't want to all the time. Like go to work, take care of our kids, brush our teeth, get up out of bed. It's just another one of those things. But we love the results it gives us. Okay? Angie, my goal was to lose 100 pounds. That took me to 146.6. Would it make sense to make my range 140, which was 150, if I never got to 140? Well, you want to get to 140? I mean, don't put a weight in your range that you don't ever plan on getting to. But it just may, I mean, you know, if you think you might get to, I mean, and we don't want to use the past for, you know, predicting the future, right, Angie? Corinne talks about that all the time. The past is not our fortune teller. You might be able to get to 140 if you want to. So once again, choose a weight range. Love your reasons for it. Lipstick. Choose your reasons for it and get to work being the scientist and seeing if it works for you. Okay. Michelle, I'm somewhat new to NoBS. Welcome, Michelle. I started at 171. I'm currently at 163. It takes some time for me to lose. That's a thought, Michelle. We all lose at different rates, and it doesn't have to be slow unless you think it's slow, and it never really helps you to think it's slow. My clothes fit better now, and folks are noticing my weight loss. I can't decide how far to go. I don't like the way I look. I still look heavy. I'm very short, and my doc, as I mentioned before, wants me in the not overweight BMI level. I feel safe and mostly comfortable, but not happy with what I see in the mirror. So here's the thing, Michelle. You are happy with what you see in the mirror when you're thinking happy thoughts about yourself in the mirror. It's not like one day you're just going to wake up and like, oh, I'm happy. You got to think happy thoughts. So I suggest you start getting up every day and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, what's one thing I like about myself today? One thing. But it's like, let's not wait for the scale to have a certain number for us to be happy. Right? But for you, Michelle, just like I've said to everybody else, let's just choose a range and see how it goes. And again, factor in what your doctor suggests. But you are in charge here. Okay? All right. If you gain weight in maintenance, how much should you give yourself for you before you say, wait, this is not maintenance? Well, I mean, if you've chosen a range and you get out of your range, then you're not in maintenance. But I mean, that doesn't have to be a huge deal. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to either get back in my weight range or do I need to reassess what my range is, depending on what the lifestyle is that I want to live. So it's just as simple as that. But again, we're still just, you know, experimenting with what our range is. And then we decide. So, I mean, you decide what in maintenance is and what isn't maintenance for you. Okay. We're just experimenting here, playing with it, trying it, testing it. And then you just make a decision and you test it out for a while. And then you may adjust your decision. It's never set in stone. Miss Cheryl, I picked 165 to 175, but I'm at 182 now. I haven't actually been in the range that's being in OBS for 2+ years. Hearing all this, I do think I will be more comfortable with less weight. So where am I? Sounds to me like you're out of maintenance and you want to get down to 165 to 175 and see if you like it there. Okay. Let's just make a decision, Cheryl. Okay. So you're going to get down to 165 to 175 and see if you like it. But here's the thing, y'all. This is the one other thing I didn't mention yet. We don't make any of these decisions from fear. We make these decisions from curiosity, from love for ourselves, from compassion for ourselves, from being the scientist. But here's the thing. We saw that huge list of different weight ranges at the beginning of the call. You all can love yourselves and be happy at any number on the scale. I don't care what it is. There's no number that makes you happy. It is always, always your thoughts. All right. I haven't set my maintenance goal to be 125 to 135, even though I haven't been able to get lower than 128. Is this not being realistic? I was up 5 pounds above maintenance range and just now getting back to 135. I think that's fine for you to let's just decide 125, 135. Let's just decide. Now, sometimes decisions can just be the most like freeing, amazing things for us. Let's just decide 125 to 135, and then let's see how it goes. Let's experiment. Because right now you're going around and around and around about your range. Let's just decide and then reassess in 3 months. Okay. Okay. I had a 5 pound range and am now 5 pounds above that. So I'm within a 10 pound range, but not the range I want to be in. I feel like a failure and that I'm just holding on. I feel like an imposter. Lots of self beat up talk. Okay, Anonymous. You said not the range I want to be in. Why don't you want to be in that range? I want you to get real clear and do some journaling on what range you want to be in and why, and make sure it's not coming from fear. And make sure it's coming more from what were the feelings I gave earlier. Safe, confident, and comfortable. And like I said, I mean, like I was talking about earlier with my story, for a long time I had to work on my thoughts about like, I'm not at 125 or 130 anymore. I've failed. Like I've gained weight. And Corinne coached me and she was like, she coached me one day and she said, Betsy, what if you just tried out 125 and 130 and it just wasn't for you? And so now this weight range is for you. And I was like, I could think that. I could just think that. What an amazing thing. But we want to beat ourselves up for not getting down to whatever range we were in high school. Julie Coleman, I know you asked me about that in the Facebook group. She's like, how do I not feel terrible about not getting down to my weight I was in high school? Maybe because we're not in high school anymore. And that's not realistic for us or our lifestyle or the age we are with hormones and whatever it is. Y'all, we don't have to beat ourselves up if we don't want to. Okay, I see you, Julie. Yep, you're busted. But you asked me. So, yeah. It's like, oh, that weight worked for me when I was 16. But what works for me now with the lifestyle I love? And you know what? I can feel amazing about it. Whatever number it is. Last question. And then we're going to get out of here. Oh, and Julie wants to get on. So I can get on a few minutes, Julie. Isn't it harder to eat when hungry and stopping enough when eating sugar and flour? I missed what you said about that. We're not talking about sugar and no sugar, no flour, whatever. It just didn't work for me. Okay. You got to figure out if whatever eating, whatever, you know, diet or what, you know, whatever eating plan works for you. Okay. So I figured out that didn't work for me. It may work for you. I'm in the Special Diets Facebook group. I'm the coach in there, and there are women in there who are choosing to eat a certain way, and because they love it for themselves and their bodies. So you choose what's best for you. Okay. Okay, Julie, real quick. And we gotta go. Gotta go. Right. We all need to unmute. There you are.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, real quick. Hello. My question is, since I have been maintaining for 3.5 years at a weight that is not what I weighed the day when I was 18. The reason I joined this group is because I thought what I think I need is to start identifying myself as somebody who is not the fat kid in the room who needs to lose weight. I am no longer number one identity, somebody who has to be on a diet. Yeah. So I do believe that's going to be the ticket because I do all the other stuff. So is it okay, do you think, to have a weight range that is just about where I fluctuate plus or minus 2 pounds I have for 3 years, 4 years, for now, and say that's my weight range and stop trying to diet and just live the way I'm living with the actions that I take to stay here? Because I know I'm never going to gain anything more. I'm not worried about that anymore. Because when I get down to the lowest of that range, I start panicking. I don't know why yet. I have to figure that out.
Okay.
Why that makes me nervous to be thinner. But if I do that now and think of myself as a maintainer at this current weight, maybe I'll lose weight. Like, in this really kind of roundabout way. I don't know.
No, but like, if you're still wanting to lose weight, I mean, you know, you want to look at that where it's like, oh, should I do all this so I'll lose weight? So it's like, there's still some part of you that wants to lose weight. And you want to ask yourself why, and you want to get honest with yourself where it's like, I mean, cause this kind of sounds like some games here, kind of some mind games.
Yes. Oh, I,
and
right.
So yeah. It's just like, how about, I mean, you know, you can always do whatever you want. Right. But it's like, let's just look at where you are right now and why you like being there, but you also may have some reasons you don't like being there. And let's just look at all of those. And come at all of this from just some honesty and some decisions for just, you know, for some reasons. I mean, it's just like, it's almost like you're just saying, Betsy, is it okay for me to just maintain my weight right here where I am? And then like think that I don't have to be where I was when I was 18 and I'm not a dieter anymore. I am someone in maintenance. It's like, yes, you can absolutely just stay here and believe that this is where you are meant to be. This is where you love to be. And you're not losing weight anymore. Like, and this is what maintenance is all about, right? This is why we have a course in it, because it is a new identity.
It's a thought shift for sure.
Yes.
Yes.
And, I mean, for those of us that have spent 40, 50 longer
plus,
years,
right,
living a different identity, right, of someone who is losing weight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is no joke, y'all. I am not, you know, sugarcoating this, right? But is it what you want? Do you want to just decide that this is where you are, or do you want to lose more weight?
Yeah, because I lift weights at the gym heavier than most of the other people there. I'm almost 64. I love the life I have. It's easy. I know when I've overeaten or whatever, and I start going higher, and it's so easy to just adjust back.
So why would you ever want to lose any more weight?
Because I weigh 30 pounds more than the day I got married, because Weight Watcher says I should weigh 15 pounds less.
I mean, so those are all like you want to, I mean, this is what you want to journal on, where it's like,
Okay, the
reasons I want to lose more weight are these, and do I like any of these, right? Do I, you know, are these like these amazing reasons? Okay. You only know that, but I hadn't heard any amazing reasons because they're all from like external to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So this, like I said earlier, this is just an amazing experience in like building a relationship with yourself where you can make a decision and trust yourself, whatever the decision is, and, you know, love and trust yourself, whatever the decision is, and just build this really strong relationship with yourself. But it's, I mean, and that means you don't look outside to confirm your decision or to, you know, validate your decision.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
You got some journaling to do for sure. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Bye.
Bye. Let's see. Let me bring you down and then we'll get out of here. There we go. All right, y'all. This was so much fun. Oh my gosh. I feel like we covered so much here. So, Coach Judith is going to write up the call and put all the links in, but I'd love to see y'all have some more discussion on this in the Mastering Maintenance Facebook page. And I also posted the link to the Facebook post that I had made in the Facebook post, and you can continue the conversation there or make a new post and we'll talk about it some more. All right, guys, so much fun. Thanks to Coach Judith. She is amazing. And we've just been an amazing team today, and y'all have a great rest of your weekend. All right. And calls. So next call is Weight Loss Coaching with Corinne, I believe live from Las Vegas, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. And then she's going to do Queen's Club tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. So we get all Corinne all the time tomorrow. And then I know that there'll be another maintenance call, I believe, is it next week or maybe towards the end of July? And then I will be back in August to do another call on another topic in the maintenance course. So I'm super excited about that. Yes, next Saturday. Thank you. Linda, you're awesome. You are on it. All right, guys. Take care. See ya.